Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting second. The center fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting third. The left fielder, Pat Seary. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Smith. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Smith. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting second. The first baseman, George Metkovich. Batting third. The right fielder, Tom McBride. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting seventh. The catcher, Roy Partee. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Yank Terry. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Yank Terry. And now, play ball. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Doerr moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Doerr moves to third. Tabor moves to second. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom takes first base on ball four. Yank Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry strikes out. Two outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0 for 1 in the game. Culberson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hockett, who is chasing the ball. Culberson reaches third base with a triple. Doerr scores. Tabor scores. Newsom goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Red Sox. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 1 in the game. Rocco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Culberson. Rocco reaches second base with a double. Merle Hoge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoge is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoge hits a fly ball into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 1 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoge. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a fly ball into center field. Hoge settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0 for 1 in the game. Seary hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Culberson. Hockett reaches second base with a double. Boudreau moves to third. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosar hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mac takes first base on ball four. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0 for 0 in the game. Partee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Newsom hits a pop-up towards first. Rocco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Yank Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 1 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rocco strikes out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoag hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Seary hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoag moves to third. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hockett takes first base on ball 4. Boudreaux moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Culberson hits a fly ball into left field. Seary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 2 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metkovich for the out. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 2 in the game. McBride hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Rosar moves to second. One out. Roy Cullenbein pinch hits for Al Smith. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rocco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rosar scores. Rocco moves to second. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Pote now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoag, who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco scoops it up and throws to first, with Pote covering, for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoag. Tabor reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0-for-1 in the game. Partee takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Newsom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tabor moves to third. Partee moves to second. Yank Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-2 in the game. Terry strikes out. Two outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got three RBIs. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Seary strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hockett takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau moves to second. Frank Barrett now pitching. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left field. Johnson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Boudreau scores. Hockett moves to third. Keltner moves to second. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rosar is walked intentionally. Jeff Heath pinch hits for Ray Mack. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hockett scores. Keltner scores. There goes Rosar trying to get to third. McBride throws the ball into Tabor, who tags Rosar for the out. Two outs. It's Indians, 5, Red Sox, 5. Allie Reynolds pinch runs for Jeff Heath. Ray Pote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rusty Peters now playing second base. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 3 in the game. Metkovich hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 3 in the game. McBride hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Doerr strikes out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Tabor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Partee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Pete Fox now playing right field. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rocco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Culberson. Rocco reaches second base with a double. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barrett picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Barrett. Rocco scores. It's 8-6, Red Sox. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Seary hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Seary moves to second. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Newsom hits a pop-up towards first. Rocco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett strikes out. Two outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosar takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul O'Day pinch hits for Rapote. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.